Though gun sales skyrocketed last month in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, the National Rifle Association is laying off staff. As Guns in America's Heath Druzan reports, major missteps in recent years left the NRA vulnerable.
And most importantly, I want to thank all of you, the proud card-carrying members of the NRA.
That's President Donald Trump at the NRA's annual convention last year in Indianapolis. This month, thousands of gun enthusiasts were slated to gather in Nashville for the 2020 convention, but that plan fell victim to coronavirus. The convention is a time for camaraderie for gun rights activists from across the country. And, more importantly,
the convention is a source of millions of dollars in funds. It also lays the groundwork for millions more to come to the organization.
That's Frank Smythe, a veteran journalist who just published the book, The NRA, The Unauthorized History. Less than 2 weeks after canceling the convention, the NRA said it would be laying people off. Politico reported that 60 staffers were let go. But that was just the beginning. Soon after, the NRA furloughed all workers who can't work because of cancellations, facility closures, or other disruptions.
The combination of having overspent in the past, as well as declining revenues now with the cancellation of their meeting, means that they just simply don't have the revenues, and that's led them to lay off a number of people.
The group's financial troubles has fueled many NRA critics.
I want success for the NRA.
Jeff Knox is a prominent member of the NRA and a critic of its spending. He's had high-profile disagreements with NRA leadership and now runs a separate gun rights group called the Firearms Coalition. Knox says the NRA put itself in a precarious financial position long before the pandemic.
The policies and practices of NRA financially for over 20 years now have been not what your accountant would call best practices.
Last year, The New Yorker and The Trace revealed financial excess and potential self-dealing at the NRA. Subsequent reporting revealed NRA CEO Wayne LaPierre's lavish lifestyle. LaPierre, who earns $2 million per year, had six-figure spending sprees on clothing and extravagant travel. Italy, Hungary, the Bahamas, all this as the head of a nonprofit. The organization also spent millions to start NRA TV. Shows sometimes veered into culture war issues that had nothing to do with guns, like athletes kneeling during the national anthem.
To the role model athletes who use their free speech to alter and undermine what our flag represents.
Add in millions spent on the 2016 election and...
That all has created something of a perfect storm and put them in a very bad situation.
According to its latest tax form, even though the NRA brought in more than $300 million, it ended up nearly $18 million in the hole. And this was well before the pandemic. The NRA declined interview requests. Instead, it released a statement saying its leadership is, quote, deeply committed to the long-term viability of the NRA.
You have people struggling over the soul of what the NRA is.
That's David Yamani, a sociology professor at Wake Forest University and author of the blog Gun Culture 2.0. He says the spending scandals happened at the worst possible time.
People who were very large supporters of the NRA, large-scale donors who said, until the NRA gets its house in order, we are no longer going to be writing checks.
And another thing hanging over the NRA, an investigation by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's looking into the group's spending, raising the specter of criminal charges. The D.C. Attorney General is pursuing a similar inquiry. Despite that, Jeff Knox thinks NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre has enough loyalists around him to protect his job. But he also thinks James will release her findings when it can do maximum damage.
At which point, I think that the entire organization is at risk of collapsing.
That all might depend on what the attorneys general have found and when they let us know. For Guns and America, I'm Heath Druzan.